up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally.
Welcome, everybody, to yet another great episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. That's right, back by popular demand, ready to talk about movies, TV, and have some fun along the way, because otherwise, what's the point? As always, joined by my two co-hosts, starting off first with our technical producer, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rose. What's up, big guy?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, getting ready to move, relocating the GirlsLife.com studios, from what we understand.
Making it bigger and better.
That's what she said. Hey! And of course, that laughter coming from other co-hosts from Houston, Texas. The man whose streak of watching good movies came to an end when he unfortunately put on a little movie called Cloverfield Paradox on Netflix. Chewy, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up, man? Always a pleasure to come to you from the old, soon-to-be-old, GirlsLife.com studios.
Right, so this might be a couple episodes left of these studios before that. We changed locations here. But it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here. At least it is here in Miami. We are a few hours from the Super Bowl of movies, of the Oscars. Predictions were done a few weeks ago. We'll talk about that sometime next week when we reconvene, of course. But a couple of things I want to throw out your way. Now, we always have these, I see things online, wages or drinking games and blah, 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 that go on in relation to the Oscars. But I did have a couple of side bets and do a couple of over-unders for you. So I'm going to set the over-under here. First of all, on how many times we got to be subjected to the Me Too movement discussion.
That's right.
I'm going to say three times they'll get mentioned. Chewy, over-under?
Over.
Mike?
Way over.
Wait, time over. Okay, you're right. I can't even mark this down.
Mark it down. We'll come back next week.
Over three. And the second one, how many anti-Trump references are we going to get? Send you over at six.
Way over.
Man, way over.
Over six? Wow. Okay. You guys are way off. All right. that was kind of high. And the last one, overall, I'll set it at four. Anything in relation to Black Panther?
Under?
Mike?
Yeah, I'm going under.
I'm going to say under as well.
Under. So what was that, four? Okay, under four. Yep. So a little side thing. I thought about those before the show started. So I'll write this down and see what actually comes about next time we'll get back
to you. Take notes.
Take notes. So I'll probably catch those in, 3 hours from now? More or less 3.5 hours, whatever it is.
Whatever. Close enough, whatever.
Yeah. Switching in and out the channels. And the Oscars can get a little bit drawn out, as we all know. But I want to touch on some breaking news here. All right, this got released. It's not too breaking. We have to reschedule the show. It would have been breaking news at the time, but either way. So apparently, get this, guys. I hope you guys are sitting down for this. This is a good one.
I'm sitting.
It is revealed the timeline for Han Solo Star Wars story will take place before Rogue One and after Revenge of the Sith.
What?
No freaking shit. Great. Great scoop there, guys. What a drop.
What's
oh my
the deal
God.
With canon?
For those who didn't know when it was going to take place, it's taking place before Rogue One after Revenge of the Sith.
Wow. Shocking. Shocking.
That changes so everything. I mean, come on. I read this and I'm like, get the hell out of here with this garbage. So I thought that was kind of excessive. That is almost like a what the fudge, if you say so myself.
That should be a what the fudge, but whatever.
That is a what the fudge. I figured I'd start with that. I read that. I was like, come on, guys. We got to do better than that. I mean, give it something more when it takes place before.
Jose, newsflash, it's going to have a character named Chewie and another character named Han Solo in it.
That's what I heard. It's unconfirmed, though. It's unconfirmed. I don't want to,
Lando.
I don't want to jump the gun here.
Look. Hey, don't go on a limb with Lando Calrissian.
And this, what the fudge, is brought to you by Captain Obvious.
Obvious, right. But sticking to what the fudge, of course, the worst of the week. We've got a couple of things. I want to start with one, what Chewie have brought up.
I'm right.
For all those diehard Rick and Morty fans, I believe all three of us are on the show here.
Pickle Rick.
For those that are watching Rick and Morty, what's wrong with you guys? That's all I got to say. But This is in relation to the whole thing where which got started with the Szechuan sauce, which is, I believe, was referenced in season 3. Am I wrong on that? Anybody?
Opening, yeah, episode 1, season 3. Right. Yep, that's correct.
Apparently,
I think it was a Rickle in Time.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. So obviously that caught a lot of fire, I guess, and you know people were inquiring because I guess the Szechuan sauce, for those who don't know, it actually did exist, and it was an extra dipping sauce you can get at McDonald's.
Right.
It
for was chicken nuggets.
It was promotional. Yeah, for chicken nuggets. It was part of a promotional plan with Mulan when that came out back. I think it was in the 90s, around there. So McDonald's decided to
for Mulan 90 whatever. Yeah
92, 93, whatever it was. 93. There we go. So apparently McDonald's decided to bring it back, the promotional thing. And I think this was originally, was in October that it came back, Chewy, remember?
Yeah, they brought it as a surprise one-day announcement, and McDonald's dropped the ball way back when, where they announced it would be in certain stores, and certain stores only got maybe 5 or 10 packets or something. It was just ridiculously small, and obviously the amount of fan support for people coming to wanting the sauce was far greatly exceeded the supply, to say the least.
Yeah, there were, I believe, riots. Well, not riots, but I guess people were, it only goes far to say riots, and people were in uproar and all that, apparently, because McDonald's, you know, handled this promotional campaign as good as George Lucas does a good script in his hands. But they did decide to bring it back, I believe on the 26th. It was a couple weeks ago. And to make matters worse, after all the hype and all the, you know, the calling for the Szechuan sauce and the you know, obviously the misfiring of the initial launch, it finally came out and they had, I think, 20 million packets done this time. But,
well, I mean, it's, they advertised it as every single McDonald's was going to get the Szechuan sauce for the one day only. They put it on their Twitter. They made a big hoopla about it, appeasing the fans. And obviously, you know, I understand that the sauce is probably not that great, but that's not the point. You know, it's Puerto Rick and Morty lore.
which actually, young, funny you bring that up, because I was, when it was finally re-released, I guess, this is a couple weeks ago, the reviews were in. People were tweeting about, you know, they're highly anticipating the Szechuan sauce. And, you know, some of the tweets that came in. So I'll read a couple here. I just had Szechuan sauce, and it was literally just like teriyaki sauce.
Right.
Next one. I don't remember Szechuan sauce tasting like old cigarette butts. All right. Szechuan sauce to McDonald's is gross. Szechuan sauce to McDonald's is disgusting. Now why see this discontinue this in the first place? Seriously, the Szechuan sauce thing is a joke. Never ever thought it was that good. Why idiots complaining about it being bland? Why are things the way they are? Why do people go crazy over these things? And so forth and so forth. And the best rate, I think one of the best ones, this is one of the best tweets that I saw. This tells you something. It was okay. And that was the best tweet. So yeah, so that didn't go so well. But of course, what the hell? We still got their true Szechuan sauce, of course, in Rick and Morty. Season 4 was announced and it's in the works, I understand. So that's always a good thing. But moving on from that.
Wait, I have
Oh, wait, go ahead. Sorry.
At the end of the day, anybody that's disappointed by this, you're buying food at McDonald's. Come on. The food sucks there.
Well, that's not the point, dude.
It is the point.
That's not the point, man. I never go to McDonald's, but I only went there just at a kick because obviously my son's into it. And, you know, it's I understand Szechuan sauce probably sucks. I don't remember until Rick and Morty brought it up, but that's not the point, man.
I forgot it was even real until weeks after.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like, oh, that's a real thing? Oh,
all right. Look, bottom line, you're going to, you know, McDonald's, you know, this is an opportunity for you and, you know, marketing, because obviously we know how big Rick and Morty is getting and is.
Right.
You know, don't fuck it up. Don't muck it up, man. It's that simple. One thing is all you got to do. Supply the sauce. That's it.
And that was the easy part.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But speaking of messing things up, let's continue What the Fudge, because no What the Fudge is complete, of course, with the weekly ongoings at WB and DC.
Oh, God.
And this is kind of an interesting one. I mean, we can't have What the Fudge about WB these days. I mean, they just provide so much fodder. It's great. But this one is actually kind of a funny thing. It starts off, and I'll start with this. Obviously, you know, this is not a huge deal with Josh leaving Batgirl. We all heard that. Not a big deal. I don't think he was even supposed to do it anyway. From what I understand, people were saying it was a big cover up to bring him on board, because like we talked about last time we got it, that Zack Snyder was actually fired as part of the cover. The party brought him in to obviously finish Justice League. But it put it under the cover at, oh, he's doing Batgirl. Oh, by the way, since this guy had to leave, let's just inject Whedon into this project. But he left, whatever the case is. And it's funny because I think twofoldly, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, you know, he had his ex-wife came out and kind of ran his name through the dirt with all this infidelity talk and all that, and with this old quote-unquote Me Too movement. Do you really want a female-led superhero led by a guy these days anyway? Particularly a guy accused of infidelity and yada, yada, yada. So I get that. And they said they want to bring in a woman to direct it. No problem with that. I get it. Women writers, fine. I get it. No big deal. But what was funny is that, I guess, when the news broke out, and I forget the names, but there was a couple of tweets sent out to WB. And there was two, comic book writers, one of which actually writes Batgirl comics. And paraphrases, she's like, oh, hey, I'm here looking for writers, I'm interested, you know, hey, give me a call, whatever the case is. So what are the executives at WB? Because this is what WB does. So the executive reaches back out and tweets back at this the writer and saying, oh, you're interested, great, you know what, when we set something up, here's my email, message me. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Talk about, how we say, opening the floodgates for the trolls out there. Say, hey, we got an exec's email, WB. I want to venture out and guess you probably had that email deleted shortly thereafter, or at least after the 15th. What the hell are you guys doing at DC? You guys suck, yada, yada, yada. This is an executive. You're really going to blast your email?
He didn't even DM it?
Apparently so.
He didn't even DM it?
No. It was out there. Like, what? First of all, you're an executive at WB. I'm pretty sure you can get a hold of someone who can get a hold of this writer. You know, regular channels and the agents and yada, yada, yada. I don't think you need to be tweeting back and forth. But, man, talk about a whoops. I could imagine the legions of DC fanboys or whatever, good or bad. Just unleashing hell in that email, that was a huge, come on, really? I mean, they just can't help themselves, WB. You gotta love it.
Terrible. Terrible.
At least he didn't give me his phone number.
Yeah. I was like, hey, give me a ring. Oh, my God.
Call me.
867-5309.
Hello, your CC sucks my ass. Oh man, it never ends. And only WB alone, because I'm sure they're gonna screw up in the next couple of days, and I'll bring it up next week. Here's another one. This is a good one here. This is an interesting one. I've talked about MoviePass before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those who are unfamiliar, I would say the practices are a bit shady. They're a bit off, but it's still a great deal. If you go to movies at least once a month, there's no reason not to get MoviePass. There really is. But apparently there's other, you know, competitors out there, one particular called Cinemia, which is similar, card-based. You get the card, and, you know, I think they charge you more. I think it's, like, probably double the price, maybe more than that, and they limit the number of movies, but you can actually get movies online, which you can do with the MoviePass. MoviePass, you actually have to be in the theater, so there's no advance tickets. And also Cinemia allows you to bring a guest, things of that nature. So it's a competitor, right? So apparently MoviePass got upset and bothered, so they decided to sue Cinemia. Now, they're suing it because, and I quote, it harms their ability to obtain new customers. I'll say it again. It harms their ability to obtain new customers. No shit it does. It's called competition. Hello. I mean,
apparently they want us to be a communist country.
a term unfamiliar to me. I was like, seriously? Because they're saying that, okay, they shouldn't be allowed to use a car like they do. or that has a GPS tracking, letting out a location, as if they invented GPS or something. GPS is in every goddamn app you can think of, and exclusive to MoviePass. So the suit is for real. It's been filed, and they're gonna go and try to litigate or whatever the case is. And I checked on it. WB does not own MoviePass. I just wanted to double check. But I find that, I was like, oh, come on, really? It's like, what? It's like LeBron James suing Stephen Curry because he can't win any championships now or something. This is how it is. The competition, this is America, for Christ's sake, despite what you think of the political ongoings.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Part of his strength is this capitalism, the belief of it. You know, obviously the wealth that, you know, can spread around. Obviously the welcome of competition, that's what it's about. So it's kind of funny. I was like, dude, this guy's out of control. People are just going to sue for whatever. It is what it is. And lastly here, we got Fox. It's not quite a what the fudge, but I thought it was an interesting thing where we got a garage sale going on. Fox, just get rid of all inventory. Damn this shit.
All sales are final.
There is everything overboard.
No refunds, no exchanges. I
mean, they're just like, whoop.
Buyer beware.
I mean, apparently, I guess, you know, obviously there's a pending sale with Disney and whatever the case is, which is still a year and a half away, and there's no guarantee that sale actually goes through. A lot of things in the works with that. I'm not going to bore with the details. But apparently Fox is like, you know what, they're going to move full forward here and just unleash a plethora of properties which will no longer belong to them soon enough, particularly as far as the comic book heroes go, because they announced the Kitty Pryde movie. And a total that they announced, not counting Dark Phoenix or Mutants, they have, I think, three other X-Men movies in the works, which they're fast-tracking. They are going to fast-track Gambit. They greenlit Doctor Doom. And they greenlit Silver Surfer. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Are they trying to drive the price down? What are they doing?
I don't know, man. Just let it all go. They just go. Go for it.
Go. Out. Everybody out.
I guess I can't blame them. It's like, whatever. I mean, they still got to make money. Obviously, they got to eat. And then I guess, I don't know. I mean, again, the sale may not go through. And if they succeed in half of these, then maybe that's good for them moving forward. But Jesus, man. It's like, it's take it easy, man. Good arrest.
Really, Kitty Pryde, really, dude. Gambit, how long have you heard about this Gambit shit? I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
It's been a while, but apparently it's obviously, you know, they're all gonna move forward with it. I mean, they're moving forward with everything else, and why not? Mike, I think Mike's kind of quiet. Mike, I assume Mike is still there.
Nothing surprises me.
He's got no comment.
No. I'm going to tell you right now. If I hear the Gambit thing, to me, is just, If I like, he opens a movie going, oh, come over here, mon cher. I'll be like, oh.
He's got a little Szechuan sauce on his, on his gumbo. Yeah,
that's right.
Crawfish etouffee, if you will.
That's right. Get him over here.
I'm waiting for to hear the release of the Man Beast movie, Mike. I haven't heard that.
For real, man.
Oh, Lord.
I think, you know, Mike's in contract negotiations, you know, pending the Disney sale. But listen, I mean, out of any of those, is there anything that even sounds like it could be remotely good?
Swipe left.
Not
left.
Not even, come on. Not even Silver Surfer?
No.
We've already seen it once, dude. We need to see it again.
Well, yeah, I get it, but we've seen shitty Spider-Man movies and they do it again. They did it well. So, I mean, it's not like it's not beyond the rope. We've seen shitty Wolverine movies. So, you know.
But Wolverine was love. Silver Surfer.
I'm just saying. I didn't say the future Academy Award-winning Silver Surfer. I just said I think it's got some potential here. I mean, you know, it can't get worse than Suicide Squad, right? You know? I don't know.
It opens a Pandora's box of shit. Right. Who is Silver Surfer? He's the Herald for Galactus. Galactus is movie Death. No.
Well, I mean, I can't say a
blame. I mean, hey, if that's how you want to run a business, just throw everything up on the wall and see what sticks. You know, good luck.
I mean, if they weren't selling, I'd be like, this is reaching WB territory. But let's be honest. I mean, they're getting rid of it. Well, they're trying to sell. They're going to sell either they're selling to Disney or they're going to break it apart or whatever. That much is known. It might take a year, so a year and a half, but they're not going to be there anymore. They might have to just fast track everything, make quick buck, and get the hell out.
That's what I think guys, it is. I think they're just going to throw everything against the wall, and they don't care.
Yeah. Some things may hit, something may not, and have those guys run out.
Bring out the kitchen sink, dude.
What the hell? It's how those guys don't have jobs anyway, so they might as well just go for it and call it. Maybe they make something good, and what the hell, right? I mean, who knows? But that's interesting. We'll see how many of those actually become good in the next year and a half. That's a lot of movies to greenlit in a year, 2 year period, whatever the case is. But let's talk about good movie. And Mike finally saw it. Of course, we got the behemoth that is Black Panther, who, by the way, in the second weekend outgrossed Justice League.
Third weekend outgrew Justice League.
I didn't actually go there. I got crazy. But I was
It's still number one.
And two people hadn't seen it when you talked about it initially. One was some guy in Kansas who I don't know. The second guy was a man beast. Mike Rose. Who finally caught the glimpse of the Panther himself. And Mike, we haven't gotten your thoughts. We talked about it briefly. So what'd you think, overall? What were your thoughts about the flick?
That was a very good movie. Enjoyed the heck out of it, actually. I'm not buying into all the social commentary bullcrap, but I liked the movie. I thought it was very good.
It was good. It was very well made. I mean, where would you just amongst Marvel flicks, like where is it ranked? Where is it? Middle of the road? Top five? What do you think?
I think it's up there. I think it's somewhere ahead of Civil War, somewhere behind.
Oh, really?
Iron Man, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's as good as Iron Man. I agree with you there.
No, it's not as good as Iron Man, but it's there.
It's good. What do you think about the villain? I mean, we talked about it. The villain.
What do you mean?
What you thought about the villain?
Oh, I love Killmonger. I thought he was great. Actually, Michael B. Jordan is a big star, I think, out of this movie. I don't know why they have to fucking kill everybody that's good, but, that's just me.
Well, I mean, he's a bad guy, dude. He had to go down at some point, I guess, right?
But you don't kill him.
I'm okay with that. I don't mind I mean, he's a great villain. He's obviously the best we've seen, but I mean,
as far as plots go, I think this is as good as any Marvel movie as far as plots go. My issue was some of the execution, but it was a really good movie.
Like what did you like about it?
CGI-tastic.
Yes, I agree. I said that. Yeah, CGI is off.
Like I said, it was a good movie. It was a great movie. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was. I mean, I love the side characters. The Kingsguard. Who's in Michonne.
I like that they created a different world. I like that.
Yeah, that was great. And I think Chewie touched on it. I think the diversity and culture that we don't see that in a superhero movie, particularly Marvel anyway, any superhero movie really. So that was cool. I was very good at what created and all that. And obviously, it makes sense that they release this movie now because obviously I think this is going to be one of the big settings in Infinity Wars coming up, which I'm getting more and more excited about. Yeah, I know. And I think Black Panther's going to have a big role in it. He should. Because I think they didn't mention it. We're talking about this, a few friends of mine. And I think, was it the Soul Stone that's still kind of unknown? Right, I think you hear rumors that it's actually in the vibranium, like inside the meteor that crashed or whatever, like it's actually in there powering everything.
Well, right now that's just a rumor, and obviously it might be in the next, and maybe some forthcoming movie. Obviously they haven't touched on it, so we'll see.
Well, I mean, they got touched on it because Infinity War is coming up next. And in the trailer, there's the big battle scene in Wakanda. So why would it be, what's the point of them being in Wakanda? They're not there to salute, Black Panther. So, I would assume that they're there because one of the stones is there. That's what I'm assuming. That's where one of the big battles take place there. Because when the soldier's there, Captain America, I guess, was there. We didn't see him. We saw Winter Soldier at the end, of course.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to be gathered there because I think in the trailer we have Hulk, Falcon. I don't think Iron Man's there, but Scarlet,
Black Widow.
They're all there. So I mean, it's a big battle. So I assume the stone has to be there because why else would be attacking Wakanda? That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, so it just makes sense. The only thing I know, speaking of Infinity Wars, they're going to release it a week early, whatever, not a big deal. That's good for all of us. So excited to see it. But I did hear something.
that's bad for Rampage, and that's bad for whatever was happening that weekend.
It's bad for Rampage. I thought it had 2 weeks.
Everything is bad for Rampage.
Well, that's true. I'm not holding a hope for that. Let me not say that. I forgot that. But it's good for Deadpool, and I was getting an extra week of freedom there, because I think it'll be 3 weeks post Infinity War, so that's got to be good. I know people talk about moving Star Wars Han Solo to that May 4th. That's not going to happen right now.
Yeah, that's funny.
I can see Deadpool moving up, but maybe because, they marched the video on drama. Maybe they want to move up a little bit and stay away from Han Solo for next week. I don't know, whatever. But I did hear one thing. I'm going to get your thoughts on it, because initially when they were doing Infinity Wars and, they announced there's going to be a 2-parts.
Mm-hmm.
And which I hate, but then the Russo Bros came out saying, "I hate it too. I can't stand that." But then they come out and they said, "Oh no, it's going to be, it's two movies, but they're separate, each one standing on their own." And I was like, "Okay, fine." There was a rumor saying that that's not really the case, whatever. But they finally came out and say that Infinity Wars 3 and 4 is one big story. So it goes back to where I'm like, which I don't want to see. We've seen this one movie split into two before. I don't think it's ever really worked, because you don't get a full movie. And I could watch Infinity Wars and it could be amazing. It gets to the end, nothing happens. I'm going to be pissed. This is just a waste of time. It's a waste of time. You got to wait another year to see how it ends. And then you see the ending. It's just an act three. There's no acts one and two. It doesn't work well. It doesn't flow well. Chewie, your thoughts on that? Am I reading too much into that?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, obviously other properties that have tried this whole part one, part two, Hunger Games, Harry Potter, yes, it's not a cohesive, you can't watch one without the other. It doesn't, there's that gap that you miss. And so, but I trust the Russo brothers and I trust Marvel and what they're doing. And to date, and that said it won't happen, I believe in them and what they're doing and the vision of all the 10 years plus of movies that they put out that are all part of this universe. So I'm going to give them the benefit of that and say, okay, make it work. You can make it work? Great. And if it doesn't, well, we'll come back next year after they release this one and whatever movies. Because obviously it's not this movie and then the next one. There's going to be 3 or 4 movies in between these two Infinity or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, I think there's 2 movies, but more, I think.
Well, no, because there's there's still Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man the Wasp.
Right, and whatever comes out before Infinity Wars next year.
Isn't there one in the fall, or there's no fall?
There's no fall. Okay. Just Ant-Man and whatever gets released like February, March next year before.
In the spring of next year. Okay, so 2 movies. So there's a couple movies in there, obviously, between gapping or bridging the 2 stories. So let's see. I understand your reservations, but let's see.
Mike?
I'm not going to say I trust Marvel, because Marvel has let us down before. I trust Tarantino, and he dorked up Kill Bill. I just can't. I don't think anything good's going to come from this.
I don't go as far as say Marvel's let us down before.
They haven't.
Not recently. Is that
Ultron?
Fair to say?
Age of Ultron.
No, I say recently. I mean, they're on a roll right now. They're streaking right now. They're
going to the quad.
They're running, streaking to the quad. they're hitting it all cylinders. I mean, even just...
We had a streak where they hit Age of Ultron, then you had Iron Man 3. I mean, they had a couple of bad movies in a row, dude.
I'm not saying that everything has been gold. Just lately, they've been hitting the stride. They're hitting the stride right now. They're peaking. They just are. I mean, obviously, last year, the degree of how much you liked them would vary. But I think we're on agreement that Guardians, Spider-Man, Thor, really, really good. Well, good to great. Mm-hmm. And Black Panther was great. Good to great, whatever, however. So that's 4 in a row. I mean, this is just in the last year or so. I get it. Yeah, you're right. Kill Bill, I hate it because of that. I didn't see Harry Potter, so I'm not. But I heard it wasn't. Yeah. It was a little clunky. Hunger Games, I hated that.
It's just like
thing.
I think they just stretched it out.
It was just terrible
for no good reason.
Yeah, the only thing I will say about this is that this is not with Harry Potter and Hunger Games, there's no source material here more to stretch it out. right? It's not one book they're drawing from and saying, let's make it two movies.
No.
They can create a full story. So I'll give it that. They have that going for them. Fine. But what happens is that, this is what I'm thinking. I'm watching the movie, and it's like, oh, my God, and great action sequences. That is great. And I would assume that it's going to focus on Thanos collecting the stones, right? And, like, I don't want to see, this movie, the last stone he gets, like, the third stone, and he wins, and then it ends, and the next one continues. Okay, back to school. He's got any more stones. Here we go again. It's like rinse and repeat. I don't want to see that. And at the same time, the movie can't end with him collecting all the stones, because then what's left? Just a big fight in part two, right? I mean, so, you know, I have reservations. I have faith. Don't get me wrong. And I'm still super excited. I really am. I'm going to be jacked. I can't wait, but I got a feeling I'm going to be a fucking geeking out, having that nerdgasm until the last 2 minutes, and it ends in a way I'm going to freaking hate it. And it's like, man, this shit sucked. They're charging us full price for half a movie. It's basically essentially what they're doing.
Right.
Then again.
That's my thought.
Even watching it for free, I'm like, come on, man. Give me the full movie. So that's a concern. Let's see. I'm kind of curious what approach they take, because I can't see Thanos losing in this movie or dying in this movie. Right, and then a new villain or whatever in part four. I mean, does anybody see that?
No.
Right. I mean, I assume that's what I'm saying. So the stakes aren't there. Ain't going down. Like, okay, so we'll just wait until the next movie to resolve. Maybe someone dies in this one. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe it ends with someone dying. Maybe I don't know. Whatever. If it ends with Iron Man dying, that'll make me happy. At least, because we get the big death that means something. Okay, fine. I can live with that. But let's see. It's less than 2 months away. So I'm
One week closer now.
Still super excited. Hoping to get tickets early. Mike, I'll be sure to include you in that when I get them, if I get them.
Okay.
But either way, let's move on here. Let's continue the superhero theme here. Let's continue. Daniel LaRusso. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
Hold on.
No, go ahead.
I was going to comment on how much I liked Claw, and they had to kill him, too.
I like Claw, I was surprised he died, I'll give you that, but I kind of like the reason behind it, though. Like, he didn't just die just for the sake of dying, it was purpose there.
Yeah.
You know, that was.
I don't have a problem with the story, I just was bummed out, because I thought the Claw character was pretty awesome.
He was cool. I liked him. He was cool. I just don't know how. This is the problem, though. These little, even with Killmonger, this is the thing. Is like, you know, once you fight Thanos, right? Obviously, in the next movie, whatever the case is, you know, everyone else seems like, okay. You know what I mean? It's almost like they have to either really come with it with someone who's even greater than Thor, than Thanos, which Claw and Killmonger isn't. Or start over, reboot, or whatever they plan to do. Who knows what's in the plans for Marvel. We know they announced like 6 movies or whatever to 2022, whatever the case is. And we'll see if they incorporate X-Men stuff, if the sale goes through with Fox, or if Fox doesn't run those properties to the ground with their fire sale. But let's see. I mean, I didn't mind that Mike at all. I liked him, you're right, but I was fine with it. You know, if I saw him again, great. If I didn't see him again, all right, you got enough of him. You know, he served his purpose. But let's go. No, I know. I got you. Let's move on. Let's go to the top 10 movies, superhero movies of all time. Continuing a countdown, of course. Compiled by 25 experts, i.e. movie pundits, i.e. movie nerds such as ourselves, of the best superhero movies of all time. We're now at number 6. We're going to do number 6 and number 5. Obviously, we'll recap the top 10. We got Deadpool was at 10, Guardians 9. X2 was at 8, Iron Man at 7, and number 6, this is the other surprise, was Wonder Woman. So before I chime in, Chewy, your thoughts on that placing, because I have mine.
Obviously we're splitting hairs, we're getting top 5, so I think it's about right. I think I might have had it 5 or 6 in my list.
Really?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, it's such a long time since we did this list. I have to refresh my memory, but I'm fine with it. I mean, it's not like it's a crime that, oh my God, she's number 6.
No, I'm not saying that. Mike, you had her high too, Mike, didn't you?
I had her at 6.
You had her right there.
Yeah.
Wow, with Wonder Woman, before we talk about the movie itself, I had almost a two list. You know, I had one where I had a just around the 10, another one maybe top 20, top 25. As a movie itself, I don't go as far as to say it's number 6. I mean, I don't think it's any better than Iron Man, to be honest with you, even Guardians for that matter. I just think it's one way that I think fell prey to the it just got released kind of deal. And but I will say this: if we take everything in the vacuum, just the movie itself, that's outside top 10 for me. If we're looking at it, the culture impact that it had, which it did. Obviously, the first female-led superhero movie, the Patty Jenkins, the first director to helm a movie like this, and that's a big deal, and I get it. But taking down in this movement, the Me Too movement that we're in, I concede it's a top 10 movie because of those reasons. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But I love Woman a lot. I like it a lot.
I mean, the only thing that I had it in my top 10, maybe it wasn't as high, but obviously the big issue with me with this movie is the end. Or the last, whatever, quarter of the movie.
The third act.
The third act, whatever you want to call it. There's something about that piece and movie that just bothers me. And it keeps bothering me. Every time I watch it, like it keeps gnawing away at me. I was like, God damn it, man.
As far as the villain.
It was good. I agree with Chewie, by the way. It was good, but it wasn't that great. I like it. I like it a lot. I think the setup is awesome. But again, the third act and the villain, but I think I put it high because I thought it was a really good movie. It was a fun movie. But again, it's not perfect.
No, I agree. The third act is the weakest part. What really worked in the third act, and this is what really worked in the entire movie, which I thought was great, was the Chris Pine relationship with Wonder Woman.
Yes.
And I thought it was a great payoff in the end. Great payoff in the end. Because they were so good together. The chemistry was great. Chris Pine was great in the movie. And that really worked, right? That was the emotional punch of the movie. And that didn't fall through. The villain, villain was whatever. The villain was Marvel, right? Whatever. it's what it was. Who cares?
It was Marvel fight, Justice League.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a CG villain. Here we go. Okay, whatever. Fine. Whatever. But everything leading up to it was really good. I talked about this, the No Man's Land scene, which is one of the best scenes last year, one of the best scenes in comic book movie history, top 10 scene, is fantastic. Great intro to her. It was well balanced, man. This is one of DC's better movies, and I know that doesn't say a whole lot. But all else being equal, it was a really, and it's not good because it was better than Suicide Squad, Batman Superman. It was a good movie all in itself. Gal Gadot,
Oscar-winning Suicide Squad.
The Oscar-winning Suicide Squad. I stand corrected, right? But Gal Gadot was great. People had their reservations about her. I think she fit the role perfectly. Patty Jenkins' direction was spot on. A lot of good mix of humor. This whole kind of out of fish story that they threw in there and the summer scare.
It was a great origin movie. That's at the end of the day, that's what it is, right?
Yes.
An origin superhero movie.
Yeah, one of the better ones. Absolutely, I agree. Which is why I would still have it. If you take away the whole cultural impact factor, I would still have it closer to top 10, top 15, maybe.
Yeah.
It's way better than the three Spider-Man origin movies we've gotten over the last 10 years.
Spider-Man 1, yes. Amazing Spider-Man, yes. What was the third origin Spider-Man? The Homecoming?
Yeah. That's not an origin.
It's not an origin movie. I thought this was better than Homecoming, but Homecoming is not an origin movie per se. He was already established as Spider-Man, but this is our first taste of Wonder Woman. How she became what becomes Wonder Woman.
To be snarky. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
So all the DC fanboys out there.
We like snarky.
I say when something's good. Come on, man. I give credit where credit's
due. Oh, no, you do. And if you want, I do have the email. You can, email the DC executive and for further concerns. But overall, it was really good. I guess it's so surprising it was as high as it was. But, hey, I'm not hating on it. It's a really good one. It's a really good one. No question about it. And number 5, and this should be no surprise, and that's the Avengers, the original Avengers, the first Avengers.
Man, no argument here.
There's no argument with me. Yeah, it's definitely top 5, easily. I forget exactly. I think I had it maybe 4 or 3, maybe. I forget. Chewie, you had it high. And I think, Mike, you had it top 10 at least.
13.
Yeah, 13.
Ooh, wow,
really?
Wow. Yep.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of surprising. Well, not really, because we talked about it, but I know the movie doesn't hold up as much as it did back then. I would agree with you, Mike, if you mentioned that. But
I just don't think it's held up. I really loved it when it came out.
Dude, yeah, I just watched it last weekend. I still love it, man.
I still like it. I mean, the beginning is a little wonky, you know, whatever. But once it gets going, it's great. And the end, yes, the end, you know, stupid little Chitauri, is that right? No one is saying.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, it's just fodder. But it was still fun as hell. That movie is, I mean, first of all, it was, the first of its kind to really bring this, the movie brought these individual superheroes together. X-Men doesn't count, because X-Men is a collective group and it's with itself. Avengers, you know, you had Thor movie, you had your Captain America, you had your Iron Man, Hulk, whatever, and they brought them all. We'd never seen that before, and it made it work. It made it work because this could have been a disaster. Nobody knew what to expect, right? We were like, okay, it's cool. Let's see what happens. We never seen it before. This is new ground they broke. And I thought it was great, man. Like, I love the Avengers. I really do. Fun as hell. You know, Josh Whedon's script. And, it's very quippy, which, you know, I know may not work in these movies. You get too much quippiness nowadays. But, you know, back then it was fine. We liked the humor and the tone that Marvel set forth in all the movies. Well, maybe except for the first Hulk. But it worked, man. I mean, Mike, why? I mean, it doesn't hold up, but what is it that kind of gets you about this one?
I don't know. It just, something about it just doesn't hold up. I don't know why. I think the effects maybe are the CG's a little wonky. It's a good movie. I never said it wasn't good. I just didn't think it was top 10.
You never said you didn't like it. You did. You just didn't hold it high. I guess it was great. I mean, it was cool to see that. And
I left the theater, orgasm. I was pumped up.
Oh, yeah. No orgasm. I mean, super excited. It was fantastic. And I guess...
Tissues, please.
Yeah. A lot of cleanup and outfire there, you know. But I haven't seen that in a couple of years. But I assume... I mean, you said, Chewie, you saw it in a whole dip.
I saw it last... You guys, obviously, they show it on FX, whatever, all the Marvel movies. But I just popped it in last weekend because I want to see it, the whole thing, without commercials. I mean, I still love it, man.
Oh, it's great. It's such a fun ride.
That's funny. It's a good ride. It's a great ride, man. I mean,
it's epic. You know, it's got everything. You know, it's a little too long, sure. I mean, I can nitpick at it all day. If I wanted to, I won't do that because those small things weren't a big deal. They're not a big deal. But I mean, just Hulk and Thor together is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, it has iconic scenes, two of them with the Hulk. One when he's slapping Loki back and forth.
Puny god,
that was when you first saw it, you're like, oh my god, that was amazing. Just to be amazing. And the other one's when he says, I'm always angry, and he transforms at the same time and nails a big ship, whatever. That was just like, damn, that's badass, you know, it's awesome. So it was full of those little iconic moments. It was really great. I could see it being ranked higher than 5. I would have no problem with that. I think I had it like a little higher than that, but not a big deal. At the end of the day, so I guess it's 5. So we got four left. We have
that's here. Correct. Yes, your math is correct, man. Your education
math is correct. There we go.
You got your degree. It works.
I qualify for a WB position at executive or higher. So we'll continue the countdown next week. I don't think there's going to be any surprises as far as what the remaining four are, just in what particular order. So we'll dive deep into that next week. But let's move on to a new segment here. There's a lot of small little tidbits here, so I'm going to call this gun to your head. So this is how it's going to work. Just two topics or two really news or whatever the case is, movie related, of course. So I'm going to ask you guys to pick one out of the two. Now, the thing here is that all these are horrible. They're all bad. If we're doing movie Tinder, we're all swiping left. At least I think we would. So, but you got to choose one and you got to back yourself up. So, gun to your head, Chewie. First one.
All right.
Confirmed. The Crow reboot is got a date, release date, and Bruce Willis confirming Die Hard 6, 5, whatever, year 1.
10?
Whatever it is. Both garbage ideas. Pick one.
I'm going Crow because I think Jason Momoa is associated with that project, if I'm mistaken.
For now.
Okay, well, for now. So I'd rather see Jason Momoa than an old Bruce Willis.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, this reboot for Crow has been ongoing for years.
Yeah.
And they've had.
I thought they were Gambit.
worse than Gambit. Worse than Gambit. I mean, I think this Momoa is the fifth actor, the fifth one that they've gone through who's been confirmed to be the lead in this. And they've lost like three or four directors. So this has been a disaster. And I may be on this, maybe more than that. So you're saying The Crow because of Momoa.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm die hard out, dude. So, yeah.
Hey, it was die hard. It's garbage. The last one was an atrocity. Just a fucking atrocity. So bad. Mike, gun to head. Crow, Die Hard. Which one do you want to see?
Okay, I'm gonna kind of parse this out a little bit. Okay. So I really, really, really liked the original Crow. And it's going to be hard for me to have some big, you know, muscle guy be the Crow. So, no. So I'm going to go with Die Hard just because, I don't know. Yeah. It could be great.
No, it could not.
Yeah. It cannot be great. That's
sure.
Point.
But can the Crow be good, really? Come on, man.
You know what? You're right, Mike. I think, I don't like Momoa in that role. I love Momoa. Don't get me wrong. I don't like him in this role. You're right. He's too big. I don't know. Doesn't fit.
Dude, he's super tall. He's like 6'5". He weighs like 300 pounds. And he's going to be the Crow?
Yeah, it's like it's a little too on the nose. I'd rather see a guy who doesn't seem as intimidating go out and try to be scary, whatever. Because The Crow had a little bit of horror element to it, which is cool. But with Momoa, it's going to be more of like an action movie, and I don't want to see that. But Die Hard fucking sucks, thank God. and the problem with Die Hard is I love Die Hard, obviously. And Bruce Willis, you know, when he decides to actually act in maybe six movies in, can be good. But year one, Die Hard? I mean, what? He's a regular cop? I don't want to see McClane's regular cop. The whole point of Die Hard was seeing this cop go to this, you know,
fish out of water
ordeal for the first time, this situation he's never experienced. But that was cool. I see this everyday guy do that. That's his first time he's ever experienced that, which means year one, he's not going to experience anything near that. So what's the point here? It's just a B cop chasing down mugger. I mean, I don't know. And why is Bruce Willis in this if it's year one? So CGI Bruce Willis, God forbid.
CGI that full set of hair.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know what I want to see? I want them to put the Kenny Loggins guy from the first movie in year one.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. I wish they could bring back Hans Gruber. Would obviously that would happen, but unless
shoot the glass.
Unless they CGI him, which would be an atrocity on itself. But so, yeah, for me, just shoot me. I'll take the bullet. I'm taking the bullet here. I should have get that as an option to you guys. Second one. We'll start with Mike. Gun to your head, man. Men in Black moving forward with this guy from Thor. Chris Hemsworth as the lead. Or we got a new director, Fuqua. Back at it in Scarface. Before I shoot, Mike, which one is your choice?
Oof. I guess I'll go with Scarface. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chewy?
Dude, you can't touch Scarface, man. You just can't. No. I mean, Men in Black.
I'm on the fence too, man. I'm going to Men in Black too. You're right. But they touch Scarface one. Scarface.
Wait a minute. Who's in Men in Black?
Chris Hemsworth, the only guy who's been attached thus far. They're going to get him a female partner. It's going to be from what I read more into it. It's going to be not really a reboot. It could be a reboot, but it's going to take in the same universe. So essentially, Will Smith's character and all that, and Tommy Lee Jones' character would have existed, so it's not like a true reboot starting over, maybe just like a side story with two other agents apparently, something to that effect. Man, I hate both these ideas. I mean, another Men in Black, really? God. And Scarface, because Scarface was supposed to be before, because initially it was Fuqua, he dropped out, David Ayer took over, of course, that who brought you the Oscar winning Suicide Squad. And of course, the non Oscar winning Bright, was going to helm this one. I think that was going to take place instead of the Cuban, you know, obviously with the Cuban mafia, whatever you don't call them. It was going to be the Mexican cartel. That was going to be the spin on it. I don't know if that's going to still be the case within Scarface, but goddamn, they really did. But they're both these. I don't even know. I'll go Men in Black because Chris Hemsworth, he's funny. He does comedy, so, mm-hmm. You know, okay, fine. Chewy, back to you. Last one, gun to your head. You want to see a 9 to 5 reboot or a Charlie's Angels reboot? They're both being rebooted, by the way.
I'll take the bullet, dude.
Bam!
Sorry, guys.
Mike, it's Chewie's being sent to the morgue here. Gun to your head. Charlie's Angels or 9 to 5? Charlie's
Angels has been beat into the ground. I'll take 9 to 5.
I would take the bully here. I thought about, I'll take 9 to 5 too. We've seen Charlie's Angels the other one. That shit sucked. It was terrible. It was awful. 9 to 5 was actually a decent comedy back in the day. Mike, you were, I mean, I was kind of young. You were still in your 30s when I came out, so you probably remember when I did.
Oh, come on, man.
But they mentioned someone cast it for 9 to 5, but they haven't quite confirmed that yet. But yeah, I'm like, dude, what's up with these? Oh my God, dude, just reboots and rehash. It's crazy, dude. But I can see 9 to 5 maybe actually working with the right cast.
Yeah, a modern spin on it.
I get it, and it's actually kind of relevant these days.
Yeah,
you know, women in the workforce and all that, how they were treating now with this whole Me Too movement, it kind of fits. So I get it. It could really work now, as opposed to Charlie's Angels being in just another farce. It's a farce. I figure someone like Jen McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, some of that, you know, whatever. I guess that could work. Actually, you know what? Speaking of Kristen Wiig, real quick. You got to hear about she's potentially going to be cast as Cheetah in Wonder Woman 2?
Oh, I heard that. I'm like, WTF, dude. Really?
Mike, before I chime in.
Who's making these decisions, man?
Oh, well, apparently this was Patty Jenkins' choice from the beginning. They were trying to get someone else. They're trying to get Emma Stone, but she's always been championing for Kristen Wiig. And not that it's official, but there's definitely the discussions are being had.
Okay, maybe she's acting chops, maybe can she pull it off? But you know, you say Kristen Wiig, and I don't think villain, I don't think serious actor either. I mean,
well, in her defense, she's had some serious roles. She has, and she's been okay with them. She was like in The Martian. This is
okay. Really, does it really stick out in The Martian for you? I mean,
well, no, but I'm saying, but she's had two other starring roles in two of them. One was I saw was just pretty decent. I can't remember.
Ned Stark was in The Martian. Big deal, you know.
Versus Ned Stark is. Come on. before I chime in, Mike, what do you think? When you hear Kristen Wiig, and what popped in your head?
Just all her crap, comedy crap she does. I can't stand it.
And I'll say this. Number one, Patty Jenkins, I mean, she hit out of the park. We shouldn't doubt her at this point, though. She gives a reason to, right? Two, I mean, we've heard this before. Oh, Michael Keaton, Batman, Heath Ledger,
Keaton's
Joker.
He's a good actor, dude.
Ben Affleck.
I had no issues with Ledger or Affleck. I was old enough for Keaton. A lot of
people had issues with those. I mean, I'm just saying you the person, but saying a lot of people were like,
first of all, Ledger wasn't a comic. Okay, he was an actor.
Well, Keaton was a comic.
Well, Keaton was, but that was before I could remember or cared about movie actors.
Right, I know, but he was someone just strictly comedy and kind of zany comedy. He had no dramatic chops whatsoever.
Yeah, from Gung Ho and Mr. Dad. Yeah, I understand.
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom.
Johnny Dangerously.
I love that movie.
Awesome.
One. Fucking ice water.
Joe Piscopo. I love that movie.
Joe Piscopo. It is greatest performance.
You find again, ice hole.
At the peak of the height of his powers.
My mother did that to me once. Once.
That's a good one. I wish Netflix had that. I really turned it on.
For real.
Talk about rebooting him. Wait, let's get that one chance. But I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of actors who don't fit with nothing, and they do end up being great. I mean, we see a lot.
Okay. And there's a lot that don't fit, and for good reason.
Oh, I know. But I mean, right now, there's no reason to doubt. Wonder Woman was a good movie. Patty Jenkins was great. If she envisioned Kristen Wiig, she probably wrote the role with her in it, so that's good, right?
All right, dude.
Let's give it a chance. That's all. I'm not excited. I'm excited about it, but I'm not poo-pooing either, you know.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying. I'm not taking a bullet for that. But let's move on here. Let's get to some Netflix talk. Netflix slash TV, same shit. Did you guys happen to catch Mute?
I did. It's under your recommendation, by the way.
Who recommended Mute?
You guys mentioned it about being
we mentioned Duncan.
You said something about Duncan Jones, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't say this movie was going to be great. I just said I like the director. That's all I said.
Okay. Well, okay. Under your advisement, I watched it. How about that?
Well, my apologies.
Well, he probably liked it because he never watches bad movies.
No, that streak ended. We that's been confirmed. Well, before I jump in, Chewy,
you saw Full Metal Alchemist too.
There were some things. Well, the ending just ruined it for me. First and foremost, I hated. Well, that killed it. There was no need to have Bill or Duck or whatever the guy's name be a pedophile. That was I don't know why they wrote that into that story. The whole ending, it didn't work. It just didn't work for whatever reason. I'm not sure who to blame, Duncan Jones or the writer or whatever.
Oh,
but it just
no, this is all Duncan Jones.
Okay, blame him.
This is his baby. He's been trying to do this for a while. And it's because this wasn't a Netflix production. I thought it was initially.
No.
But it wasn't. They took over. They just bought it. And we got to be worried about these movies that get bought. You really do. And obviously for good reason. The studio, apparently, whoever
made it. By the way, that's what happened with Cloverfield Paradox.
Same thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
They bought it. Yeah, they bought it.
They bought it, sold it, whatever the case is. So, man, this movie's bad, dude. It's just not good. Oh, my God. I was just snooze fest. And I just didn't care about anything. It's not good. I mean, I would say I like Paul Rudd. He was cool.
No, he's great. Cool. I mean, he's great as someone that you wanted to hate.
Yes, exactly. But they spend so much time on him for what reason? You don't like him anyway. But the main guy, he's boring.
Michael Skarsgård.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's boring. The character's boring. This movie's boring. The whole thing about the future is wasted. This movie could have taken place at any point.
Yeah, no, that was irrelevant.
That's what I'm saying. Why set it in the future? Give us all this cool little potential technology. Like we saw, like an Altered Carbon. There was a point to it being in the future, right?
Technology.
There was a point to the technology, and that was the basis of the story. This could have taken place in the 1900s. This guy was the main character was Amish. It could have taken place in those times. You know, I mean, it didn't make any sense. You're right. The whole pedophile thing was terrible.
Yeah, it was so unnecessary.
It was unnecessary dropping the ball. It didn't go anywhere. It's weaving his characters. It's got nothing to do with anything. It was just a total mess. I can't unrecommend this movie enough, guys. Even for free.
Yeah.
It's not Mike. Take it off your list.
Yeah.
Save 2 hours of your life, dude. Please. I will say this. Speaking of Duncan Jones, they did place Moon on Netflix. Chewy.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see it?
It was a courtroom scene. I think it was Sam Rockwell, right? That was
yep.
That was okay. Yeah, so I caught it. I caught it. So it was in the same Moon universe, but I never saw Moon. But I know I kept an eye out for it.
But you have seen it. Haven't seen it.
No, I have not seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's there now. We talked about it. He's like, it's on Netflix. I didn't know that. So yeah. Catch that, catch Moon, and that's a good Duncan Jones movie. It's gonna wash the taste out of, wash the mute out of your mentality. That was it's not good at all.
Let's talk about some good stuff now.
That's some good stuff. The only thing I saw was you mentioned it. Everything Sucks.
Mm-hmm. Right? Did you catch it? Did you like it?
It's okay. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It's good. It's a good filler. Show. So if you have nothing else to watch and you're waiting for, Jessica Jones or whatever, anything else popping out, go ahead and watch it. It's short. It's okay. It's funny because we grew up in the 90s, so
yeah,
it's great references. But you take that out of the equation, it's coming of age. It's fine.
It's coming of age, high school drama-ish. Obviously with the 90s theme. So we grew up. The music was great. It was good. It was cute. It was funny.
Awesome. I think that at the last four episodes ended really well, as opposed to the beginning. I was like, oh, I'm about to turn this off, and then I was like, okay, then it got interesting, and okay, great.
The first time I started slow, but it's the story, and it's all about the girl, right? The principal's daughter. That's what the story revolves in. Everything else is ancillary around that, but it's her coming of age. I guess
I would say that the black kid too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
coming to grips of who his father is or was.
Going through, finding himself and what he is. I like that. That was great. And that was cool. It's a decent show, Mike. You know, and take mute. I'll add this one. You know.
Yes.
Add,
there you go.
Fucking mute. El Paso.
Okay. Anyway, well, let me give another good one that I just finished today. Actually, Seven Seconds.
I saw that. I didn't want
drama. I guess it's classified under cop drama, I guess. But very, very, very good show, man.
Yeah.
And yes, 10 episodes, hour a piece. But, I mean, if you like good drama, I mean, this is right up your alley. It's I guess, relevant to current times. And obviously, I don't want to spoil it. Well, I'm not gonna spoil it. It was good. It's really, really good. Great acting, great story. Keeps you going throughout the beginning to end. It's not slow or anything like that. It's really, really good.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see any reviews on it, so I wanted to watch it. I know we got Jessica Jones coming up, and I think Mike, you saw that first episode, didn't you? On Space Ace.
Yes, I did.
How was that, by the way?
You know what? It was kind of par for the course. It was kind of. Let me think here for a sec.
Oh, that's not a ringing endorsement already.
It's not.
You know what? It was disappointing because I was expecting them to get right up to the plate and knock one out of the park. And it was like a double. You know.
Okay, so it's.
Double's not bad. Ground rule double's not bad. No, it.
More of the same. How's that sound?
Okay, it's
fine. I it wasn't as good.
I heard a couple of viewers talk about that where they went, wow. They're not saying it's bad at all.
No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, just saying it's very slow. They want to come out of the gates, like you said, swinging, and I heard it's not like that. But, I mean, that doesn't mean the rest of the season is going to be like that. You know, maybe it starts slow, picks up great.
It wasn't Iron Fist. It wasn't the Defenders. I mean.
Well, bring it. It's no Szechuan sauce, apparently.
give me sweet and sour, dude.
Oh, jeez.
I'm
still waiting for the McDonald's email to be dropped by executive somewhere and comment accordingly.
I'll part a comment, dumbass.
I'll probably watch two or three next weekend, maybe four episodes, and we'll talk about the first quarter of it next time, in a couple weeks anyway. What else is out? Because I haven't seen much. I know we talked about Counterpart. We'll get to that.
Have you started Counterpart yet?
Not yet. We'll get to it. I'll get to it.
The other word. You know, how about this? Okay, your mentor need for 5 minutes. I'll talk with Mike about it, okay?
I've been on vacation a couple of times.
I want him to watch it.
But I also want to talk about it.
I'm going to watch at least two or three this week.
Okay.
So we got to the beginning.
You can talk about it.
Exactly. We can.
I'm going to say this, though. And Chewy, back me up or don't.
Okay.
I felt like the second and third episode were pretty slow. Not the first episode's awesome. The first episode grabs you. But the second and third, it's pretty good, but not that good. Not too much happens. Then the fourth episode, shit takes off.
Okay.
Correct.
Is that an accurate assessment, Chewy?
I would say no.
What?
No.
Sorry, I don't back him up. No.
Okay, so
what do you think, a home run every episode?
Character development. I mean, this is not supposed to be an action thriller, so let's not sell it.
No, I'm not looking for that, dude.
Okay.
But the first episode is incredible.
Well, because the premise, it starts you off, it grabs you, right?
Right.
And then episodes two have to hold you and develop, not just give you, you got to develop characters, you got to develop story. But planting seeds, so it's sowing, it's doing its farming, and it's doing a great job, and it's building.
Right.
Each episode is building, and I'm at episode 7, and so you see that development going up and up and up.
I'm at 7 too, by the way. Looking forward to tonight, actually.
No, yeah, looking absolutely forward to it. I'll catch at least two or three this week. And then we can at least, in 2 weeks, the second show we'll do after, you know, the next 2 weeks, we'll discuss the first quarter of it, whatever the case is, along with Jessica Jones, because I'll probably watch three or four of those anyway. And all that. So anything else? Any other shows?
The second part of The Tick on Amazon came out. I like it. It's quirky. It's funny.
Not on my priority list. I will catch it.
Yeah.
Of course, on my list of crap to watch.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely ahead of Mute.
By far. It's more entertaining than Mute, dude. Okay.
Yeah. Then again, you know, what is it? Yeah. I like the first take. It was fine. It was good, you know. I guess it's nice to have those filler shows. Not every show's a home run. Let's be honest, right?
No.
And we get home run shows once.
You need singles and doubles and triples. Yeah, you know, you swing for the fences, you're gonna strike out. I like
exactly.
Strikeouts.
Yeah, it's like movies. Yeah, you're not watching Oscar bait every single week. You're just not. But there's you know shows come out every few weeks or whatever, and it's in between, yeah, things like The Tick, and you know, even Everything Sucks. Those are fine to watch during those moments of, you know. You're kind of on the batter's box, essentially. But yeah, it's fine. And The ticket's okay. We also have Sneaky Pete too, but it's worth you mentioning that.
Yes.
Starting the same day as Jessica Jones.
Yeah, March is stacked. It's got Jessica Jones, Sneaky Pete, Krypton on Sci-Fi, which I really want to watch.
March is stacked.
Yeah, Lemony Snicket's comes out at the end of March, I believe. Season 2. Legion, I think, comes out April 3rd. So there's a number of good shows coming out the next four or five weeks.
Bosch is in April too, right?
Hey, Bosch is mid-April, I believe.
Mid-April. But Netflix has like tons of stuff that we don't even know about. I saw a list of March releases. Jesus, man, it's like 40 or 50 things being released, and maybe it's 70% original content. So they got boatloads of stuff coming out. There's a couple that caught my eye. There's one called Requiem. It's Netflix partnered up with BBC, which is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. They like Luther and Black Mirror were BBC products as well. Peaky Blinders, but it's like a supernatural thriller. It's like this about the disappearance of a kid back in '94, and it connects to a suicide of a woman 23 years in the past. So it's very dark. It looks super interesting. Another one called The Titan. Mm. It stars Sam Worthington, kind of a notable name, I guess, and also some one of the girls from The Orange is the new Black. Tom Wilkinson's in it as well. I guess a futuristic, not too distant future kind of thing. It's like a military family. They get relocated and some kind of groundbreaking experiment that they're taking part of or something. Some genetic evolution in space. So cool science fiction, it sounds like. I haven't seen the trailer for those yet.
Neither one of these has come out yet. Okay.
They come out in March. They drop in March. Okay. So those are two I have my eye on. So the Requiem and the Titan. So those are two that sounded very, very cool premises. Whether good or not, we'll see. I mean, it could be Mute, could be Stranger Things.
We shall see.
Yeah, but the both series. I think Titan's a movie, and I think Requiem's a series, and it's BBC, so it's only 6 episodes. As BBC usually.
That's one of the short ones. Okay.
Yeah, which is good. That's again, like I said, Peaky Blinders I love, and that's short. Black Mirror I love, and that's short. Luther, I love, and that was short as well. So that's their formula, and it works for them. Like I said, I prefer 6 or 8 episodes as opposed to 10 or 13 personally. Like even Jessica Jones is 13, and kind of scares me. It kind of worries me a little bit.
That's too many episodes.
Yeah, Netflix needs to cut down to 10. They really, really do, or even less. But whatever. That's a different discussion for a different day. But yeah, so it's a lot. Like March is a lot of stuff dropping on Netflix. This stuff on Netflix, like every second, I swear. Every day I turn the TV on, what the hell is this? Fuck, another show. Here we go. Like 7 seconds when I saw it. I don't got time for it. There's no time. That's a good problem to have.
You gotta make time, dude.
But it's a good problem to have. I mean, we got so much good TV, so much good stuff dropping. I'm just like, okay, cool. You know, you can watch something, and it's all these different kinds of shows. Not all of them are gonna be interesting. They're not. Some are. They looks interesting as hell. But even movies and the coming on. That's a couple other movies Netflix is dropping too this month. And round down. But this month is stacked. But for whatever reason, March is a big month for them. Whatever. I guess they're probably trying to load up for the summertime. You know, put a bunch of stuff out so you can watch it throughout the summer. Makes sense anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, anything else, gentlemen? Chewy, anything to add before we sign out here?
No, not as far as March. I'm just anxious to start talking about Counterpart if you get around to it eventually.
We will get around to it.
There was another show that came out on AMC. I haven't caught it yet. I'm not sure. McMafia. I need to see if it's worthy. I mean, it's AMC, but I still have to see if it's worth anything.
AMC does good stuff.
I mean, it's based on a book, so a modern take on, I guess, from what I understand, from what I read from that little excerpt, a modern take on a Scarface or a Goodfellas type show. But
it sounds hit or miss.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I say I've never read the book. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. But
Yes. Yeah.
That's already been out. It's been in Great Britain.
It just came out on AMC last week. It's a BBC show. Mondays. Yeah. There we go. Okay, maybe it's worth something. Yeah. Okay. Monday night on AMC, I believe. It's an 8-part series, I believe.
That's so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's just almost too much stuff. Mike, anything before we sign off?
Actually, I started
Party Works.
I was going to say, I started Frankenstein Chronicles on Netflix.
I finished it.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, Ned Stark, man. Speaking of which.
It's kind of like a, you know what? It's like a Torchwood set back in the Middle Ages. I thought it was pretty good. It was interesting.
Early 1800s England,
right.
London?
Right.
Yeah.
Is this a filler show or is it like what I must watch?
No,
I enjoyed it.
If you like it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying, all this stuff coming out soon. This is one
it's just something to pick up when you don't have anything to watch.
No, it's fair. No, a good filler show. That's good.
Yeah.
We need those.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 seasons, then 6 episodes each season, and I finished it already, so I liked it.
Okay. Another thing I'm watching
is
Star Wars Rebels, season 4, the second part of it.
Finishes tomorrow night, I believe.
I heard
finale. That's the finale. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I heard it's
been
pretty
good.
I heard it's pretty good.
It has been great. I don't want to spoil if you haven't
That's
seen
what
it.
I hear. I haven't seen it. So don't spoil it.
No spoilers.
It's
really
good. You could tell it's coming to the end. You know, I think it's time.
Well, I did hear an interesting news on that was that it actually takes place before Rogue One, too. So I just want to throw it out.
Right.
And.
That's hilarious.
After Avengersness,
let's quantify correctly here.
Mike,
I also want to mention that the Emperor and Darth Vader are in the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean,
not a lot.
It's a Star Wars story.
Or holograms.
that one we'll get around to. I like Rebels. I've enjoyed it for the most part. I wanted to mention that I saw
Three Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri this week.
What'd you think about that?
I don't think it's worthy of a Best Picture Emmy. Oscar. But the acting is awesome.
It's definitely not worthy of an Emmy that we can all agree.
It's not Emmy.
I said Oscar.
Not Emmy.
Come on.
I like that, but I'm with you. I don't think it was, oh my God. I mean, it's such a tough watch. It's depressing.
It is super depressing.
But I got a feeling it might win. It's either that Shape of Water, like I said.
If it wins, I think
people want to
talk about that. Like they talk about Traffic now, you know, where it's like, oh, how'd that thing win? You know.
I think this is better than Traffic, and to be fair.
I don't know.
Traffic. I didn't like Traffic at all. But
I didn't like Traffic either. But my point is that this isn't like a great movie or anything. We didn't sit down. Me and my wife looked at each other and said, okay.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's fine. It's depressing. It's well acted. She was great. McDermott's fantastic.
Frances McDormand is excellent.
Yeah, she.
And Woody Harrelson is great too.
Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell, speaking of which.
Yes.
They're all great acting. Great woman. It's just it's good. It's a good.
But you know, Sam Rockwell honestly was a very one-dimensional character. I mean, it was to me totally predictable and totally not like real life. So
He was good as far as performance wise. I thought he was good.
I didn't say he did a bad job. I'm just telling you that character itself wasn't that great.
No, not at all. I mean, I think he was fine. I like Woody Harrelson better personally. But, the whole thing with the wife, he's like 50 years is you sound like Jesus, man. Talk about robbing the cradle. that was weird casting. Woody's up there. He's in his 50s, probably, if I'm not mistaken. Well, at least up to 40s. I don't know.
At least.
The wife is in her 20s. I was like, okay. So that was kind of odd, but whatever. But anyway, that's all the time we got. Not run too long. Final parting words. Start with you, Huey. Anything real quick to add before we sign out?
I always shout out to my wife and kids. And I guess this time around, I want to mention to our however many fans we have, you know, get the word out, spread the word, leave reviews, put comments. We agree, we appreciate all the feedback, good or bad. Complaints can go to micros@girlline.com.
I can take it. Well, I'll meet anybody out and back of my townhouse.
We got the real mentors at DC Films.
But seriously, good or bad, leave your comments. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us what you want to hear, this particular shows, movies you want to have a discussion. Obviously, open it. And to those two fans who have yet to step up and tell us why you liked Ninja Turtles in your top 10, shame.
It's gonna go in the Grand Great Mysteries up there with JFK assassination, as far as I'm concerned.
Mike, parting words for you.
I just want to say hey to both you guys. I'm sorry that we couldn't get this done earlier this week, but I have external circumstances, as you both know.
Of course.
We're going to try to do this once a week, though, so we have fun and do everything.
Absolutely. I agree.
Hey, greatness, you know, availability is part of greatness, man. That's right. Just once a year, consistently, every week.
I do want to say, we talked about this in our pre-production meeting, but a special message to George, which you haven't heard from in a while. George, we are extending you an invite, George, to come on the show. To join us for old time's sake. So send us a link, Texas, whatever. Link us on Facebook. Let us know when you're available, and we'll work something out. It'd be kind of cool to get the one of the pioneers of the Real Mentors. The man whose Marceau impression is second to none.
Man, everybody's dying to hear how Once Upon a Time is going to end. People want to know.
I couldn't agree more.
You can have a big Game of Thrones recap show.
Season 7 recap, just for him.
Season 4 recap, man. Here we go. That's all the time we got. We appreciate it as always. And yeah, like Chewie said, any feedback is what I appreciate it. Join us on Facebook, of course.
Spread the word.
And we'll see you guys next time. Take care, brothers.
Peace.